Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve. John Williams here. Here we go.
As you probably read, we went out to bid. We had hundreds of bidders. Everybody wants to build our wall.
Lord have mercy.
All the way until 3. Well, what do you know? It's already 2:08. See that story about the people that run the lottery for the state of Illinois getting bonuses?
You're fired. Here, take some more.
I so want to get one of those jobs. I've had the kind of job where you get fired and then you get nothing. I want to get the job where you get fired and you get something.
They're getting what? Was it $17 or $19 million in detanglement fees or something like that?
And there were bonuses if you worked an extra 6 months. I want that too. Most people are happy to have a job, but then if you stay on, we'll give you another X hundred or thousands of dollars if you just stick around. I don't know how that works.
Used to think that only cockroaches would survive a nuclear attack. Turns out it's lottery companies, too.
I know. And why are we disentangling ourselves from the lottery company? Because we determined they weren't doing a good job.
Right.
People who had odds printed on tickets, those prizes often were never even awarded and stuff like that. So we're going to fire them because they're not doing a good job. And in the process, we end up giving them a lot of money to go away. Oh, that's sign me up for that. I could be incompetent. In fact, you may argue.
No, don't comment on that.
Show me your municipal ID. We'll write you a check.
It's 2:09. So another story today was that this wall that the president's been talking about, you know, if you said what are two or three of the things, four or five of the things that the president was campaigning on, his signature sort of campaign promises. Healthcare was one. The wall was one. Those are hard to beat, those two, right? I can't think of anything that really compares to those. So we're going forward with it. And by the way, the idea is that Mexico will pay for the wall. Where it goes and how it will be built, well, now is becoming more and more of a reality. We have a spec sheet. Today was the deadline by which bids were supposed to be submitted. They've actually delayed that a little bit now so that more of the companies can get the final bids in. So maybe sometime next week we'll know a little bit more about it. The idea is that they would build 10-foot prototypes. The wall is supposed to be at least 30 feet high. There is supposed to be some see-through opportunity because we want to see what's going on the other side, but we don't want them to be able to get through. It's supposed to be not climbable. And if at any point in the wall you're actually burrowing or cutting or firing, it has to take at least an hour to penetrate. It should be buried 6 feet under the ground surface and therefore be untunnelable, or if so, so difficult that by the time you get through, we'd probably know you were coming. These are the various sorts of specs. But how realistic is that? I'm still confused about the river thing. How much is it going to cost and stuff like that? So, oh, boy. Now I see your name, and I remember I have no idea how to pronounce my guest's name, so I'm going to let you do it. Hi, are you still there, Sophia?
Yes, how are you?
This is John.
Sophia
Tesfaye? Sophia Tesfaye?
Correct.
What kind of name is that?
Ethiopian.
No kidding. You are from Ethiopia? Your parents are from Ethiopia?
My parents are. I was born in California.
So you're a U.S. citizen, so you don't have to worry about this. So,
well, I mean, unless the Constitution has changed, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's talk a little bit about this wall. That's sort of my summary read of where we are on that story today. Just getting going here, is there anything else in general you think we should know about the wall and its construction?
You laid out the specifications pretty clearly and that it's been delayed for about a week. But the Trump administration expects around 500 bids to come in once the process is opened up, and then they expect, what they are projecting is that construction would begin this summer, and they would announce the winning bid sometime around between late April and early June.
The wall is supposed to be,
if they
do it as proposed, it'll be 2,000 miles long. It'll cost two times as much as NASA's annual budget. but it will also create 15,000 new jobs, and it will make our country more safe and secure, and it will follow through on a promise that the president made to the American people. He didn't get voted on because they like his hair. They voted for him because of some of the things he said. And one of the things he said is, we will build a wall. So, you know, we shouldn't be shocked. And some people aren't at all angered. They're thrilled that he's following through on this promise.
I think the shocking part may be that it may not go down exactly as he stated. It's definitely one of his top campaign promises. I think you asked earlier, a third one, maybe, obviously not a promise, but a campaign pledge, lock her up. But build the wall is first and foremost from the Trump campaign. And it now looks like he may have to pull back from some of the exact specifications he laid out on the campaign trail, even though they were not too exact. Things like what he signed in he signed an executive order when he first took office in January, laying out that he would like the wall to be a contiguous border wall on all points of land. But this week, his Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, indicated that, you know, there are obviously parts of the terrain where a wall is not the most feasible border protection, places where things like the Rio Grande River or other barriers of the terrain make a wall.
Oh, there's ravines and there's mountains. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, this is so elementary, but we just don't think about that when you think about it in the abstract. You look at a map and you go, there's Mexico, there's the United States. Let's build a wall along that smooth dotted line on my map here. And then you actually go there. I haven't, but I've seen pictures now. And you look at some of the terrain and you go, to build a wall up and around or through or to level some of that area to put a wall on it would be a fantastic endeavor. So you wonder, well, is some of the terrain so difficult to cross that we won't build the wall there? We'll just let the natural terrain be the natural barrier. I don't know if that satisfies people or not.
Nothing of the property issues around eminent domain and, you know, farmland and ranch land that belongs to people. So there will be plenty of lawsuits, I think, from every state along the border, you know, fighting the federal government's use of land to build the wall. So that's another thing that, you know, I don't know how much the Trump administration has really worked through that part of the process.
Do you know much about this? So you've got this river here. It's called the Rio Grande. I don't know much about it, except that I've heard about it and that in some places it's wider and some places it's narrower. But if we put the wall on our side, then we essentially cede the river to them. If we put it, you can't put it in the middle. So we want to put it, according to my understanding, by our Interior Secretary, we want to put it on their side. Is that your understanding as well?
I think that is the most outlandish reading of what he said. I think what he's really saying is that there will not be a wall in every port part of the border. So don't expect what Trump has said, a wall, like you said, throughout the entire length of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mm-hmm.
Places like the Rio Grande where the river, for instance, ranchers on the U.S. side would like access to the water. But if you put a wall in the middle of the river, you're cutting them off from that water. Obviously, I think he said we'd be ceding that land to Mexico, which obviously is not going to happen.
Well, here's the quote.
And then you can't really build it on the Mexico side because, you know, that's not really legal.
Well, but here's the quote. It said, the border is complicated as far as building a physical wall. The Rio Grande, what side of the river are you going to put the wall on? We're not going to put it on our side and cede the river to Mexico. And we're probably not going to put it in the middle of the river. Maybe his point there then is, right, we simply won't build a wall along the river itself and find another way to monitor.
The only other option is to build it on Mexico's side, which is, not feasible.
Yeah, well, what is the status of paying for it? Now my understanding is that the president said, we'll pay for it first, and then we'll get the money back from them in either fewer grants to them or trade embargoes or tariffs on items that are coming from Mexico. We'll collect the money that way. Is that your understanding of it also?
Correct. That was the second part of Trump's large campaign promise, that not only would the wall be built, but that Mexico would pay for it. He's then ever since the current president, former presidents of Mexico have spoken out against that and said there's no way we'll pay. So in response, Trump has offered, you know, other funding mechanisms. But what he has officially done is requested funding from the Congress. And so far, it looks like he's getting the most or the most impactful opposition from Republican senators. There's already been a Republican senator who came out this week and said that the initial hundreds of millions he's requested for construction this year and for planning this year will not come because the next funding mechanism is actually the budget by which Congress has to keep itself open April 28th. And I think they're already in the midst of negotiations for that. And so appropriating extra funds for a wall that lots of people are, it's already contentious. Roy Blunt, excuse me, is the Republican senator from Missouri who indicated this week that Trump will not get his funding, at least not in April, for the in the April allocation.
Right. Well, they have this big we have this deadline looming. So once again, it's one of those things where the government shuts down if the Congress doesn't appropriate the funds. We've been to the wall before, no pun intended on that, and we always seem to manage to come up with some sort of funding. But you're right, there is talk about attaching funding for phase one or two of this wall project to that bill. That will really complicate things, won't it?
For the debt ceiling, yes. But it's what Trump needs in order to get most of the construction started this year. So unless the White House can come with a different vehicle to get their funding, it doesn't seem like they'll be able to stick to their initial timeline.
Wonder if people have a certain energy for it, if they think this would be cool. The Great Wall of China is a tourist site, and it was built to keep the enemy or the other people out of their country. I noticed that it's supposed to have it's supposed to accommodate pedestrians and automated mechanized vehicle slide. There will be gates. I just wonder if people will look at that with a certain amount of pride and say, see what we did? We followed through, and now we're safer, and it's a symbol of American security. I wonder if people will react to it that way.
The president has promised that it would be, you know, beautiful is his exact term, and that it would be aesthetically pleasing for visitors or for viewers on the northern side, on the U.S. side. So in that way, and I think more importantly, in a, as a jobs plan, as a jobs program, I think it, he may, if there's any other vehicle except for this debt ceiling funding bill, there may be an infrastructure bill, that a bipartisan one perhaps even, that he's trying to work out.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get funding one way, he could possibly get funding through infrastructure project, a larger, the wall is the centerpiece.
I wonder if here's a way to fund it. Do it like we do a lot of things. Let companies put their, oh, now we're losing you. Sophia, hold on a second. But we could let companies put their names on it. This mile sponsored by, like the way they clean up highways. You could say, this mile sponsored by Target or by, I'm just looking out the window here. Charles Schwab could sponsor a couple of miles. Starbucks is a good American company, could sponsor some miles and help fund the construction or the maintenance. I'm working really hard for the wall here. It's 2:21. Sophia, hold on a second. Your questions, comments, or observations, I wonder what you think about this. 312-981-7200. Would you take a little pride in the wall? Is this something you do want to see us follow through on? This is WGN. We're talking at 2:24 for just a couple more minutes about the president's proposal to build a wall along the border. Today was the deadline by which companies were to have submitted their bids. The federal government isn't going to do this. They're subbing it out to the private sector, and hundreds of companies have submitted bids, and dozens will get the offer. No one company is going to build the whole wall. You do California, you do this part of Arizona, you do that part of Arizona, that sort of thing. All right, I think Sophia is back on the line from Salon.com, and we've got some questions and comments from our listeners, too. Sophia, will you take some calls with us?
Sure thing.
Let's start with Glenn. Hey, Glenn, you're on the air. What did you want to say? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I remember back in 08 or 09, back when the economy fell apart, I was listening to, and I thought it was this station, that we had already spent some $900 million on a high-tech wall that literally only went a matter of miles. It seems to me it was like 6 or 7 miles, and they had ran out of money. And I was doing the math in my head because so many people were unemployed, and I'm like, well, you could put a man 100 yards away from each other, pay him $50,000 a year for 3 years, for what you just wasted with that, you know?
Yeah. We do have a lot of, you know, we do have a lot of wall. It's not the wall like we're describing here, but we have tall and reinforced fencing. We have what appears to be an impenetrable thing, a curtain between us and a lot of Mexico. And there, you're right, there has been $1 billion spent on some walling, I believe in the San Diego area. Sophia, are you up to speed on some of that?
So there's about, San Diego also is getting new funding in Trump's, I think he's getting about six, he's requesting about 6 million or billion. I always get the two confused.
Yeah, one's bigger than the other. Yeah.
to reinforce the San Diego part of the wall. It's been up for years now. And so I think he wants to retrofit, I would say, not rebuild, but retrofit that length of the wall. There's also other portions, but none as long as the San Diego region. But even along the parts of the border that don't have a wall, like you said, they're totally manned either by drones or by actual border agents. And along the river, for instance, there are agents watching on the northern side for people crossing over on the shallow end of the river. So without the physical barrier, there's plenty for now, not plenty, not enough, but there is some
walling up there. You know, boy, that'd be a miserable job. I mean, so suppose we have drones with cameras and they're just flying back and forth, and then you're in the command center and your job is to watch a few screens. That could be a job. That could be a job all day. How miserable a piece of work would that be? I'm not saying they won't be able to find people to do it, but your job is to watch pictures of the wall as a drone flies back and forth, and 99.9% of the time, you're never going to see so much as a squirrel or whatever they got down there, let alone people quick scrambling over the wall, and then you hit the red button and we get them. But, you know, maybe that would function. The idea is to keep people from coming across the border. If that worked, maybe that would be sufficient. Just a lot of drones and not a physical presence. I also think, though, that there's a certain amount of ego involved. The president said he wants a wall. He does not want a fence. And I suppose because he promised a wall. We all have in mind this 30-foot tall black concrete and rock wall thing, maybe with some fencing on the top. And they said the specs include that it would be difficult to climb, that it would have obstructions, so they can't get over. That's a thing. That's a honking thing. I think the president and a lot of people want a big old honking thing, and they don't want drones. Or they don't want unemployed people with guns. They want a wall. You know what I mean? I actually think there's some desire of following through with the pledge because they want to see that thing they were promised. Let's talk to Jason right now. Hey, Jason, jump in here. What do you want to say?
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call. Sure. You know, there's been a wall in southern Mexico across the Guatemalan border for 30 years. I mean, I don't know when they built it, but it's been there for 30 years.
Really?
Why aren't we talking about that?
I don't know anything about that. It's just probably a smaller wall, but who built that, Mexico or Guatemala?
Mexico, to keep the Guatemalan refugees that are stormtrooping into their country.
Wow.
Right, exactly. So, everything Mexico states regarding the wall that we want to put up to keep, you know, their people out. Well, let's start speaking about the wall that they put up to keep Guatemalans out.
Boy, that's an interesting point, Jason. Thanks for the call. Tom, jump in here. What did you want to say? You're on GM.
Yeah, I think we should build a transportation hub or a transportation corridor that's elevated. That way the railroad and the trucking can ship all their containers from L.A. all the way over San Diego, all the way over to Houston, which we're already doing. It would be an elevated transportation corridor.
Right, so it served two purposes. We got to have a road there anyway, and it could serve as a wall.
Paying for something.
Yeah, no, I get it. Hadn't thought about that. All right, Sophia, I'm out of time. Lots of interesting suggestions and ideas here. We will talk more about this down the road, but we appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
She is a deputy politics editor at Salon.com. It's 2:30. Steve's got more news next on WGN. Elif just went to Snopes. and found the Mexico-Guatemala border. Now, let me just read it here for a second, Steve. It says, 26 August 2015, Facebook group Americans for Common Sense posted a photograph purportedly showing a fence built along the border between Mexico and Mexico's southern neighbor, Guatemala. The image was accompanied by a query about why it's not racist for Mexico to build a fence to keep Guatemalan immigrants out of their country, but presumably it is for the United States to do the same thing here. The query is moot, and the picture is irrelevant because there is no wall along the Mexico-Guatemala border. Most of that frontier consists of rainforest, mountains, rivers, lakes, or other natural barriers, and few of the sections passable by foot or automobile include any walls or fences.